Well, hello. I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving holiday. Did you sample any fudge? Fear, uncertainty, doubt, guilt, and exhaustion? If that question confuses you, see my previous segment for more information about fudge. Today we're talking about celebrity endorsements. As you know, we see a lot of endorsements by famous people relative to products or drugs, apparatuses, or insurance enrollment. Did you ever give any of that some thought? As a patient advocate, I watch advertising closely. I want to see what people are going to fall for or what they'll buy. Well, pun intended. I'm looking at the ways that products are presented to consumers, especially when it's healthcare related. The world of advertising is fascinating, but when it comes to medical items, services, or pharmaceuticals, I want to make sure that I and others have good information. Celebrities make a lot of money with endorsements, and the work should be right. Sometimes celebrities become an important face of a disease or a treatment, which can be good. However, when I see some of these advertisements, I have to wonder if the celebrities themselves have ever used this product. What is its association, and what are the rules around this? What is celebrity endorsement? Celebrity endorsement is a marketing strategy that uses a celebrity's fame and image to promote a brand or product. Other use cases could include not-for-profit organizations that leverage a celebrity's fame to raise awareness or funding around the cause. An example of that might be Michael J. Fox and his Foundation for Parkinson's Research. Why are we talking about this? As a patient advocate, I want to make sure that any healthcare information is on the up and up. So does the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. We'll get to them in just a minute. Join me now as we pull back the curtain a little bit and look at this kind of advertising, one that has an impact on healthcare and our own behavior and response. My intent here is not to dissuade you from watching those fun TV commercials, quite the opposite. Just know that there are pros and cons to this kind of advertising. We all have personal choices as to the information that we consume and how we respond. I'm encouraging you, as I would in my patient advocacy practice, to think differently. Have our eyes wide open. But I do enjoy a little fun as I learn about everything involving healthcare and the consumer. There are three types of celebrity endorsements. The most common is the traditional television commercial or print commercial. In these, the celebrity appears on camera or in print, often alongside the product that they are endorsing. This kind of endorsement is usually very direct, with a celebrity saying something like, "I'm Suzy Q and I use product X." The second kind of celebrity endorsement is what's known as a lifestyle endorsement. In these, the celebrity doesn't have to appear directly with the product, but instead endorses it through their lifestyle choices. For example, if somebody famous is regularly seen wearing a particular brand of shoe, then that can be considered a lifestyle endorsement. The third is through some kind of social media post. Here, the celebrity simply mentions a product in a post or gives it a positive review. These kinds of endorsements can be particularly effective because they reach a wide audience and they feel more personal than traditional commercials. Next, let's clear the obvious question: how much do they make? It may be safe to say that we can start with the word millions. There are, and when you think about it, too many celebrities to name, and the numbers would have our eyes rolling. For example, back in 2011, Sofia Vergara signed deals with Pepsi, Head and Shoulders, and Quaker Oats, worth a reported $94.5 million. Among the highest endorsements have been to George Foreman's deal with Salton Inc. for the grill. That was worth over $138 million. Tiger Woods' deal with Nike netted him $100 million. And those are some of the most highly paid endorsements. I wonder if your endorsement deal is only $5 million, do your peers disdain you? Is your star power diminished? Seems like the athletes Stephen Curry is everywhere these days, Subway and Under Armour. In his deal with Under Armour, Curry gets to design his own signature basketball shoe line, and that's become a major hit for the brand. But it's not all about the shoes. Curry also gets stock options from the company, thereby tethering his success to the company. But when did all this begin? Was it Gatorade? Was it Wheaties cereal? No, it was earlier than that. But sports have always been a prime spot for endorsements. Using celebrities and athletes to promote brands has actually been around for centuries. The gladiators in Rome were commissioned to endorse brands of olive oil. In the early 1900s, we had sports stars like Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Cy Young. They were used heavily as endorsers by tobacco companies. So this co-branding style of endorsement is still being done with athlete George Foreman and his grill 100 years later than Ty, Cy, and Babe were ever on the scene. Why should we pay attention or even care? Why should we pay attention to celebrity endorsements or even care? Isn't it good to see familiar faces or our old friends? Stars of days gone by, or learn about a new product or remedy. I believe that we should care because we consumers are gullible, easily impressed. We tend to take things at face value all too often. We take this seeing is believing thing a bit too far. That's kind of akin to the incorrect conclusion. Well, I found it on the internet, so it must be true, line of thinking. Celebrity endorsement does have its pros and cons. As with most things in life and healthcare, there are pros and cons. Here are the pros. Now, if you're the celebrity, the obvious one is substantial income, success, recognition, the furthering of your celebrity status. If you're the advertising outfit, the pros could be that they're buying and they're putting their trust forth in an attack. They're attaching it to a product or a service. There's recognition and there's investment, but there's also gamble. Now, the pros, if you're the consumer, there are some benefits from healthcare education in terms of increasing healthcare literacy. Learning about a condition might help normalize that condition and sometimes lessen any stigma that's attached to it. Let's talk about the cons, the drawbacks. If you're a celebrity, well, a celebrity could spread him or herself too thin with multiple endorsements and all that money. Their credibility could suffer, kind of water down their brand. They may appear as frivolously hawking or selling out for the money. And it must be a tricky balancing act for celebrities. How can this kind of thing be sustainable? How does one keep going up, up, up? Now, if you're the advertising outfit, the con may be, well, first, it's expensive. There's risk of your celebrity falling from grace. One example is Tiger Woods, a highly publicized infidelity scandal in 2009. That reportedly cost Nike $1.7 million in sales and $105 million customers. I feel certain, however, that Nike has no regrets about signing Michael Jordan in 1984 for what was then a 5-year deal at $500,000 a year. But according to Forbes, Adidas may lose $650 million after dropping Kanye's Yeezy line. There's another celebrity risk angle. The brand can become overshadowed by the celebrity. Meaning, if the celebrity's endorsing multiple products at the same time, they may just be seeing the celebrity and then thinking about another brand. There's a backfire. Now, there's a backfire if you're the consumer. To me, the con there is that we consumers blindly follow. All that somebody has to say in a commercial, to be truthful, celebrity or not, is that product X works for me. For me is not, is like, it's just not a false statement. There's another con for the consumer. Many of the drugs are still name brand, remaining under patent, and thus they're more expensive. Even when the consumer seeks them out and gets the prescription, a lot of consumers will find that the price is too expensive to get the drug in the first place or to sustain it once they start. We might then avoid or discontinue treatment, and that's not good. In my opinion, and it's only that, an opinion, we need to take a look at this endorsement intersection. The one where there's a chance that somebody that we admire or recognize as having the respect of others might influence us. Is that sound or is that right for me? More about endorsements and what they entail and what we should know. It's likely that endorsements as a form of advertising is going to continue. We see no signs of this slowing down. I believe there could be prevailing benefits as far as healthcare is concerned. And you know, as a patient advocate, that I'm going to feel good about that. We're left with some positive impact. Some celebrities have helped us to be more aware of COVID precautions and treatments and helped us to know that there were vaccines available. Just look at what celebrities, as spokespersons, have done for encouraging folks to seek treatment for mental health challenges, thereby normalizing them that they are medical conditions and that seeking help for them is A-okay. Where things begin to get a little murky is when we here in mainstream America begin to associate the product or the pill with good feelings that are brought about by the endorser, who is famous after all. So they must know what they're talking about, right? If they're successful, there's a chance that we too could be. What are the ethics involved in eliciting those feelings? You know, ads are designed to elicit joy, humor, reverence, other feelings. So, how do we trust all that we consume? Well, we can live in blissful ignorance about this kind of advertising, but at this point in this post, you may be getting the idea that you and I are way beyond that. Or we can engage in the study, the thought, and friendly debate. So, who's minding the store? Ask this patient advocate about healthcare products. The FTC and the FDA collaborate on this. The FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, provides guidance and enforcement regarding endorsements and other social media marketing that the FTC considers could be deceptive. Information must be disclosed, hence, we get all those messages about reactions and disturbances that we might encounter when we use them. My personal favorite, the phrase, "and death has occurred," being read in a low voice while we're being distracted with imagery like sports and dogs and butterflies and kayaks and people riding scooters through town or gathering for barbecues. When it's delivered in print, well, you know, I didn't know font sizes could go that small. I tried, y'all, but I could not easily locate a sample disclaimer to rattle off right here, right now. So look and listen carefully the next time one of these kinds of advertisements comes around or presents to determine what and how this information is disclosed, meaning font size or color or volume or distraction. Now, I'm not suggesting that we put some really good advertising professionals out of business. You know, the ones that write all those disclaimers and do those voiceovers, they have become true art forms. The FDA, as we know, the Food and Drug Administration, focuses on research and safety. So, as far as these celebrity endorsements go, the two work together with a particular focus on disclosure of material connections, disclosure of typical results, and alignment between testimonial and imagery. All are responsible, the product makers, the advertisers, and the celebrities. They can all be responsible for the content that they are putting out and how they do that. Part of me wonders if the guidelines and regulations require the celebrity to even read the disclaimers as part of their preparation. If so, I wonder if what they review in preparation has an effect on them, since today we're talking about their effect on us. We too, as consumers, are responsible. I think to be able to consume this advertising as just that, advertising. What I'm getting at here is that we all have an opportunity at this juncture to critically think to the level we wish. It might be light, as in, good to see old Joe Namath and what he looks like nowadays. Or it may be more critically, as in, did that ad just say that the product to arrest diarrhea may have the side effect of diarrhea? We as consumers should become aware of the power of celebrity endorsements, the effect that they can have upon us and our behavior. I like to encourage folks to become more analytical in how they consume media, especially when it comes to healthcare. The words, images, and likenesses you have before you are for your voluntary digestion. I'm not a celebrity, but I play one on YouTube. The opinions expressed here today are just that and are meant for thought provocation purposes only. They are not intended to throw any product or celebrity under the bus. What you are voluntarily choosing to consume is meant to provoke thought and for the purposes of helping you move more comfortably forward in the future. Take care, everybody. Thanks a lot. Bye for Nancy.